Hi, I'm
Alex. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Joe.
We're under this bit of a difficult situation. We're trying to figure out a good name for our podcast, but we can't seem to come up with anything that's easy.
Yeah, it's difficult, and you glorious people listening to the podcast right now, well, you might be able to suggest some names, but obviously you won't be able to tell us those names. So I think we've got to sort of dedicate the first...
We almost need, like, a specification, a criteria.
Yeah. And, I mean...
My name's Joe, and then your name's Alex, so I think that almost does need to be included.
It really does, doesn't it? I mean, they're two glorious names. The thing is, the what will be in these podcasts is us really just... talking about random things, I guess, really, Joe, isn't it? I don't like to use the word things, but it's going to be...
chit-chat, I guess.
I mean, what about Alex and Joe's chit-chat?
General natter with Alex and Joe.
Oral communication with Alex and Joe.
vocalization with Joseph and Alexander.
Socializing with Alex and Joe.
Alex and Joe can speak to each other.
Alex talks to Joe.
That one is straight to the point. But I don't know how.
I like it though, because you know you get like people like, you know, what are you doing tonight? Oh, I'm gonna listen to Alex talks to Joe. It's sort of like. It's short, but it says so much to it. You know what you're expecting.
There are so many connotations of that phrase.
Yeah, like if you just have like a random word in a podcast or something that doesn't really work, you don't know what's going to be discussed about. But when it's Alex talks to Joe, you really...
It's not incorrect, is it?
No, you know what you're getting from it. You know that...
It does what it says on the tin, I think.
Yes, precisely. It does what it says on the tin.
I still think oral communication with Alex and Joe is the best one, though.
It's a mouthful, though, when we're on the lines of...
I think it's quite snappy. I think it's quite...
Yeah, short and snappy, isn't it? It'd be brilliant.
Alex and Joe's... vocalization.
We've had that one, haven't we?
Yeah,
Casting the pod... with Alex and Joe.
Casting the pod away. It's like sending a ship away from a dock.
Yeah. We're just sort of like standing there. We got our two microphones and there's a pod and we're just, you know, we're casting it away.
In from a little dockyard.
Yeah. And, you know, like you've got your tissue, you're wiping under your eyes, you're crying. I'm there. I'm
so sad that the pod is leaving.
Yeah. I'm supporting you. Your head is on my shoulder. I'm looking after you, you know, as this pod is being cast away.
As it starts to go away, I have to just look away in disgust. I just can't look at it.
You don't consider it to be your pod anymore.
It's leaving the pod nest. And it's gone. It's left us.
It's left our family.
What?
I don't know. We've really got sidetracked here, haven't we?
Okay.
Right, back to names.
Alex talks about Joe.
It talks, okay, yeah. Well, go on, shall I talk about you?
Yeah, feel free.
Okay, no, why don't we do this? Okay, no, it's sort of like, I have to describe and sort of sell you to the viewers, and then you got to do the same to me, okay?
It's like the classic interviewing thing where you have to sell the pen. I have to sell you.
Yeah, and I, yeah, that's exactly it, yeah. Okay.
You go first.
Okay, so I'm selling you, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so here we have this handsome chap, Joe. Good start already, huh?
Yeah.
Joe is well, my comedy partner, I suppose, is a very funny guy.
Oh, stop it.
He's a bit weird at times, I mean... extremely weird. He has his awkward situations. He'll only eat like a cheese sandwich.
This is true.
I mean, Joe, what did you have for lunch earlier?
Can't come to think of it, I actually did have a cheese sandwich.
Yeah, I thought you would. You do every day, and then you.
And just as a side note, I recommend cheese and onion crisps with it.
Yeah, that's
with
good.
Cheese sandwich for added cheese flavour.
God, I haven't
and
had. I haven't
a
had
a real
lunch
good
yet.
Mix. I really recommend that.
I haven't had lunch yet. Do you know what I want?
Well, I can guess.
Go on, guess. Yeah, Oh, we play this game on a bus, don't we? It's called Guess My Sandwich.
It really gets people involved.
Yeah, it does. And bear in mind, this what it's like.
Alex has.
It's 8:15 in the morning on a bus. Everyone's tired. We're going to college. And, you know, I stand up with my loud voice.
You're one of the last people on the bus, aren't you?
I am. Like, yeah.
You almost liven up the journey a little bit.
Of course I do, yeah. I'm the life and soul of the bus.
And then you just launch it, don't you? You just say, okay, what's in my sandwich?
What's in my sandwich? And we spend about 10 minutes going around, you know, like Nutella, salmon, chicken, sausages.
Because now people have actually managed to...
they know my eating habits, don't they?
There is a set of sandwiches.
Yeah, they know my eating habits.
And I have my set of guesses that I always say. And it's coronation chicken.
Yeah.
Salmon pate.
Yeah.
Laughing cow cheese is also quite a common one.
Yeah,
and Nutella, isn't it? Those are like
And Marmite, Marmite.
I think that's the stable four.
Yeah, without a doubt. Right, so guess what I'm going to put in my sandwich after we've done with this?
I'm going to go for salmon pate.
No, you're wrong, it's fish finger sandwich.
Oh.
It is a very nice...
That's a new one, actually.
I can't really, like, you know, go to college, whack out, like, a grill and put fish fingers on it and make a fish finger sandwich.
You are able to do that, but it's just not really...
Well, it's not realistic, is it, really?
Yeah. But, continue selling me.
Oh, sorry, yes, I'm selling you.
Right.
Jesus Christ, we went off on a massive one then, didn't we? So here I am, Joe, his tall blonde, your Aryan kid, I suppose you can say.
He
is the perfect Aryan kid. Oh, God, there's not many good things about you, Joe.
I must admit, it is difficult to sell me.
It is really difficult to sell you. I suppose if I were to sell you, I would...
I was going to say, if you were a, say it was colonial time and I was a slave and you were the trader, would you be doing in the auction to sell me to the trader?
Okay, this is good. So, we start it off. We're in America, we're on the east coast of the Americas, and... Yeah. So we just got off the ship, and you're the only...
You have to bear in mind that I've been crammed in this...
Yeah, like, without a doubt.
I'm not looking my best at all.
You're not looking your best, you know? You've had a cork up your bum. That's actually what they used to do, wasn't it? To stop you from, It's horrible to stop you from going to the toilet, but,
I didn't actually realise that they did that. That's a new fact to me.
Right. Okay, so, I'm up here. I've got my, hammer... What's it called? I don't know what it's called, but I've got my hammer, so,
it's not a glaive. Do you mean what the lawyers use? They bash it down.
Okay,
continue.
Right, okay, so, you know, there's all these, the white people, of Americas, they're all sat down, they're waiting to buy the slaves, and you're all sort of, like, chained up still. Okay, so you come on stage, I bring you up, and I go, good afternoon, people of Americas. Today, I am bringing you a very nice white slave. As you can see, he's got a blushing young face, a good set of weedy arms, and he is work friendly. He is perfect at rape, if you're into that kind of thing. He doesn't run away, he won't get very far, he doesn't do much exercise. Here you are. I'll start the bid at what, like one shilling? Do they have shillings then?
Well, in America, probably not. I don't know, because obviously it's English, kind of.
It would... Okay, let's not bid on two coffee beans. Do I have two coffee beans?
And then somebody would raise their stick to...
And then there'd be...
They do have two coffee beans.
And then it'd be like, two coffee beans, three coffee beans. Do I have a four coffee bean? We have a five coffee bean, six coffee bean, five... It's gone back down.
You should actually consider going into auctioneering.
Do you think I would be good at it? instead of like Dickinson's real deal. Alex's real deal.
He's the most suntanned man.
He's so tanned, isn't he? No. It'd be Alex's real deal, and it don't come in. I'd have a fake tan. And, okay, right, Joe, I want you to sell me now. Try and sell me.
Okay, as in the same scenario where you're a slave or a
Do a different scenario.
Okay, it's like a house in
yes.
Homes Under the Hammer.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And, it's like in like an old church hall or something. And
yeah.
And there's people gathered around and they're like bidding for the house that's going to be like remade.
Yeah.
So we bring out a picture of the house and then it's all run down. In your case, it's quite a small house with a brown roof, which is means your brown hair.
My brown hair, yeah.
And it's got glasses.
It's got two windows underneath the roof that you can
That's your glasses.
Yeah.
But, in all seriousness, your Alex is small, not smallish. You're like what, 5'8"? I'd say 5'9".
Yeah, maybe 5'9". Yeah.
Yeah.
You're taller than me, without a doubt.
I don't know how tall I am. I'd like to think that I'm 6'9", I'd say.
Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I would say that you're more like, I don't know, like, what, 10'7"?
See, that's just ridiculous, because nobody's ever been that tall. So, that's untrue.
Right, okay. But, thanks for that, mate.
But, now you have brown hair, and you have glasses, and you have a little goatee at the bottom of your chin.
It was trimmed yesterday.
Oh, did you trim it? Oh,
yeah, Charlotte did.
Oh, is it for November?
Are you doing November? I was wondering it, because I did actually, funny enough, shave the night before the 1st on my moustache, because I didn't realise November's actually just growing your moustache. I thought it was the whole facial hair thing.
Is it just... Oh, I thought it was everything.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but no, it turns out it's just your moustache, but
See,
the thing is, if I grow a moustache along with the majority of the population, you just look like a paedophile, don't you? And I, with the
For me especially, because I don't really grow a moustache.
No, you've got blonde light hair, haven't you?
Hair, so.
But the problem is, and I think with, you know, the bastard Jimmy Savile and stuff in the newspapers, it's probably not the right time for November to take place.
It isn't convenient, is it?
No, it's really not, no.
Okay. I just thought I'd just tell you, I saw this today, because I was watching on iPlayer, the highlights of the Man United-Chelsea game.
The highlights of Jimmy Savile, yeah.
And yeah, there was a player on the bench called Savile.
Ooh.
And I was like, he's back.
He's reincarnated as a footballer.
He's slowly infiltrating the team. He's like, on like the youth bench of a cup game.
Do you know what annoys me, Joe? Just changing the subject. It's really on the tip of my tongue, and I just need to get it off.
What's that?
No, guess. Please guess. What annoys me?
I'm trying to think of things that I know annoy you.
You have a whole list, don't you?
Well,
I do, I suppose.
Let me think. What really, really does grind your gears? I can't think of anything.
Right, well, I'll tell you.
No, go on, tell me.
Okay, I will. And I don't mean this in a sexist way or anything.
I was going to say something like women. I didn't know how appropriate that would be.
Well, no, you're sort of right. One thing that really does annoy me is feminists.
And oh, no, yeah, I completely
hear
agree.
Me out. And I don't mean, like, stupid feminists where they're like, don't make kitchen jokes. I don't mean like that. But I mean, like, proper radical feminists, okay?
What, like the suffragists?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, you could say that. Modern feminists, though, I do sociology, so we're learning about this right now. And one of the things in sociology is that you have to respect other people's views. Like, in your essays, you can't say you can say that you don't agree with it, but you can't slag it off and say why,
okay.
Sort of thing. So that's really difficult for me, for starters. I'm a very opinionated person.
Yeah, I should have said that in my sales.
Yeah, you should have done. Like, I'm quite, like...
quite stubborn and quite opinionated.
Yeah, extremely. And the viewers, you know, listening to the podcast, they will eventually come to terms with that and sort of accept that. And I want to apologise now. I'm not... I'm not sexist or anything. I'm just opinionated person, and you got to sort of just try and accept that. If you don't like it, then, you know, send us an email. I'll tell you the email address later. I'll share that.
And Alex will not take your opinion on board whatsoever.
And I will have an argument with you. I will have an argument with you, and it will be featured in the next podcast. It'd be like argument with Alex. Alex's arguments. Sort of has a ring to it. Anyway, yeah. So we're learning about feminists, and the group of feminists that really annoy me is the radical feminists, Joe.
Okay.
And they believe, and I quote, they believe that men are the enemy. Okay?
The enemy?
The enemy. That's what they say. Men are the enemy. Okay?
You weren't lying about them being radical.
No, right? They're very radical.
A little bit over the top.
And it gets to the point where they do not wish to enter heterosexual relationships with men because they class it as sleeping with the enemy.
That's like when, it's like what that Jewish guy who looked like the Aryan did.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
He slept with the enemy to then get his own back. Is that, like, a similar scenario?
Yeah, it's in Nazi Germany, guys, there was this Jewish man. And he was Jewish, obviously, I just
really
said that.
Really attractive, apparently.
But he was really attractive. He didn't have the big nose, so he didn't look Jewish. He had blonde hair, blue eyes, what Hitler classed
very
as the perfect
as well,
era.
I think.
Yeah, and basically what...
Unlike the classic stereotype.
Yeah, he just looked like a normal Aryan German. And so what he did is he wanted to get his own back, like do his sort of like, I guess his own... I can't think of the word. His own sabotage, I guess, of Hitler's plans.
His own protest.
Yeah, his own protest. Yeah, thank you. And he actually went around sleeping with multiple German people, putting... Because Hitler didn't want any Jewish blood or non-Aryan blood in his German people, his Aryan people. And so what this man did, who was Jewish, who looked like an Aryan person, he slept with loads of women, got them pregnant so they would have Jewish babies. No one would know about it, that they were Jewish, but he...
Imagine if he just did it as soon as he was, like... He's just, like, getting ready afterwards or whatever, and he was just like, hey, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Like,
so, yeah.
They're like, you got me.
So, yeah. The woman's, like, cuddling up to him like you do after sex, and he's sort of just, like, looking at his watch thing, like any other lad, like, can we, you know, I need to go. And then he makes
I have work.
Yeah, he makes up the excuses, like, I have work, I gotta go and, run the gas chambers. And then, he wouldn't do that. He would kill his own people, would he? But, yeah, so he's getting changed and he's doing up the buttons on his shirt, and he goes, yeah, I'm Jewish!
Hey.
Yay! Like that, and he just, like, shocks her out, and she laughs back.
And then it's all just a big barrel of laughs, and it's...
Yeah,
and then, you know,
and anyone who wasn't good with him, like, you know, wouldn't do what he wanted, he would then go tell Hitler in person and be like, oh yeah, this woman slept with a Jew, and then the Gestapo, the secret police, would knock on the door at 2 a.m, and then they would go off to the concentration camps for sleeping with a Jew.
It's like when Stalin would just purge people. They would just tell on people, and then they would turn up at their, like, doorsteps at 2 o'clock after that. Their child had told on them, and they'd just take them away.
Is
like,
yeah, I can't remember his name, but did you learn about this? That there was that boy who told on his dad for slagging off Stalin or something.
Oh, he was a hero, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he was classed as a hero, but I didn't realise that child who was classed as a hero was actually murdered by his uncle. Which is fair enough. Right. He got his father arrested and killed, so you can see why the uncle got revenge. But it's like, imagine that family is completely torn apart. You've lost your dad and your brother. It's terrible.
They just sat in their, like, family conference with, like, a psychiatrist. Like, so explain how your family's been ripped apart.
You're, like, pointing the blame on different people in the family. I love history.
I think maybe that could be a theme of a podcast. It's just our views on history as we take it.
Yeah. A history time with Alex and Joe.
Oh. That does have a good ring. Historical recollections with Alex and Joe.
Yeah, and then we just, we could have different features in a podcast. So what, we have arguments with Alex.
It's not really me involved, though. It's just like...
Okay, no. If you want to have an argument with Joe as well, email us. I'll just get up our email, because I can't remember it. Hold on.
Email us. Occupied, I'll just sit here and...
Okay, so this is underscore. Is that right? No, it isn't, sorry. What am I on about? Start again. It's not in capitals, none of it. It's alexander.and.joseph@gmail.com. I'll put it in the...
I'm going to let you guys just take a few seconds to maybe...
Yeah, we'll have a silence.
Maybe a pen.
I'll say it, yeah. Okay, pause the podcast now. Welcome back, guys. So I hope you've got a pen and paper. If haven't, pause the podcast again.
Or maybe they're using like the back of like an envelope or something.
Yeah, you're scurrying around, you're yelling at your mom. You're like, "Mom, I need a pen. See, you got your pen in the back of the envelope. It's Alexander.
And then, just write it down, yeah.
.and.joseph@gmail.com. And
hit us up.
It's not at AT, it's literally that the A with the swirl around it.
It looks like a
snail.
Like some sort of pastry. Like a
No, it looks more like a snail, that at sign. Okay, there
like
you go.
A Viennese whirl.
Email us, okay? Does it look like a Vietnamese whirl or a...
Not Vietnamese, Viennese.
Oh, Viennese. I thought it was
just a Vietnamese man just spinning.
Just spinning in a circle.